So does the tree exist for each individual soul, or does it, or is it like one universal tree? See, first of all, the whole tree, it's a metaphor. So we cannot apply literal logic to that which is metaphoric. That doesn't mean there is no logic. It's just that literal logic may not always apply to metaphorical things. What does that mean? That sometimes while using a little, sometimes some non-literal things become so commonly used that we start using them in literal sense without even remembering the non-literal aspect of it. Now, I was in UK, I gave a class in London, and there is a very good question answer session we had. And then the devotee, a lot of questions people ask and answer, then the devotee who organized the program was very happy. Just came after the class with a big smile. And he said, "You killed it." I said, "What did I kill?" Now, "you killed it" is a non-literal usage which comes from hunting. You know, somebody is hunting and you killed it. So now he was, you killed it is just a way of appreciating. You did very nicely. But he was taking the non-literal meaning and I was taking the literal meaning. So we can't apply literal logic. It can lead to a lot of misunderstandings. Having said that, the idea is that this tree is a metaphor for explaining how we are entangled. And one of the words that Krishna uses is Ashwattham Prahur Avyayam. It's an imperishable tree. So, when Asanga Shastrena Drudhena Chitva, by detachment we cut it, what we do is actually the material world will continue to exist. But we can cut our entanglement from the material world. So we could say that it's not there is one tree for everyone, there's not one tree for each person, but the tree is the tree of material existence and we are all entangled within it. So it's like this, I give the example of a carnivorous tree which is just grabbing people. So that somebody is grabbed by that, if they get a knife, they can cut off and they can escape. So like that, each one of us can escape from that tree. Okay. Thank you. Yes?